Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Elias. The message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word to Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, we'll do our best in the Lord Jesus answer for you. Having the comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests, your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So at this 7 o'clock hour Central Standard Time, here in the United States, we thank God for all you've been listening. This is Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And for those of you that follow us on Saturdays at 7, you know what this means, the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. Amen. And we thank God for all you've been listening. As we wait for Brother to come on, I want to take this time to thank the Lord for all of you that are listening far and near. May the Lord continue to bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Truly, indeed, it is a blessing of the Lord to be able to come before you guys with the word of God. And I am grateful to all of you that are listening to us. And I thank God. I am humbled that he has given us the opportunity to spread the gospel. And I just want to teach his word to those who don't know, that they may be equipped in these last days to be able to stand against the enemy. It's not about me getting glory for myself or giving glory for anyone else, but giving glory to God. Amen. And so that's the chief thing today, people. Glory be to God. And so as we are seeing lately developments of mass shootings going on, I was looking at a report on one today that happened. I guess this happened yesterday or something like that, a mass shooting. I think it was in Georgia. This guy had killed 4 people. And last I heard, he was still on the run. And so we've been having and looking at these mass shootings going on. People, listen, when Satan starts to deal with man, even when he has man at a point where man is depressed and miserable, he doesn't just have them to kill themselves at times, but he has them to try to take out as many people as he would try to get them to do. And so I say unto all of you that are listening, some of you that are, maybe you are going through a state of depression, I want to tell you that Jesus Christ is the answer. Amen. I want to, and this is not just no, this is not a promo, some kind of advertisement per se, but I'm telling you, Jesus is the answer. He will lift you out of depression. Any of you that's listening, you may have been contemplating suicide. I'm here to tell you, Jesus is the answer. The only one that really wants you to commit that suicide is Satan. Jesus does not want you to commit the suicide. Satan is the one that's bringing all this pressure to make you think, oh, you can't make it without this. You can't make it without that. You can't handle this. You can't handle that. And now it has built up to a point where that, you know, now you're thinking about taking your life. Well, that's not the will of God for your life, okay? It's the will of God for you to come to him, that he may solve your problems, that he may give you the blueprint on how to overcome and come through this thing. It is the devil that wants you to kill yourself. Amen? That's who wants you to kill yourself. So Jesus the answer, he is the way. And I wanted to get that over to those of you who may be experiencing that as of this day, you know, today. So it's truly indeed a marvelous and a great thing and a blessing to be able to deliver the message of the word to those of you that's listening. We have had some rain today. Thank God. Looking on my laptop here saying that we are at 79 degrees. You know, we've been having a lot of high humidity for almost a week, you know. And I want to say to those of you that's listening, hey, stay hydrated. Stay hydrated, you know. You know, if you ain't got enough water in you, when this humidity is high, it's going to show you. Trust me. It's going to show you. I mean, it is what you call energy draining heat, okay? It's a type of heat that will make you tired fast. And so we have to keep water in ourselves to stay hydrated, okay? We got to keep the right things. People, listen, the Coca-Colas and the Mountain Dews is not going to do it, okay? You got to get that right kind of water in you and replace those electrolytes. God bless you, brother.
Good evening, sir. Good evening in where I'm at, in Chicago, USA. We had a little rain today, and that was just good. It was mildly hot. And one thing about the Lord made human beings learning how to adjust. Learning how to adjust. We have the ability to adjust. God gave us the thinking, mind, and thoughts. And we have the ability to make adjustments to things that happen, whether it is environment or otherwise. So we praise the Lord for Jesus and the gospel and for the saints everywhere, for the beloved everywhere around the globe, especially our handmaiden, the women in particular, who are the backbone of everything. And they're the birthdays of all the human. So we honor and respect and give high regard to the wise ambassadors and great women who make their contribution to the mothers and wise ambassadors and mentors. And we just celebrate handmaidens and daughters of Zion and Dian, and also the women of God and mothers of God in every place. The Church of Christ with their Elijah message has this special mission in the earth during these days. So how is the thing there, brother, where you live? You was drinking a lot of cocoa, I'm saying? You drinking a lot of what, cocoa, Pepsi or something?
No, I was just advising people to stay hydrated and telling them that the Coca-Cola and the Mountain Dews is not going to do it. We have had high humidity here in Mississippi for a week. We've got some rain today. I think we're down to like 79 degrees now, but we've had not just the heat, but the humidity been high, and it is the type of heat that is energy draining. So I was just advising people to stay hydrated, not with the Coca-Cola and the Mountain Dews, because in heat, Coca-Cola and Mountain Dews actually work against you instead of working for you. And I found that out firsthand in the year 2010. So I was just advising everyone to stay hydrated with water and with the things that will replace electrolytes or potassium that is lost through sweat. So that's my advice to them. And I want us to also welcome Brother today, you know, Blog Talk Radio gives us this dashboard of the top five countries, you know, that's listening to us on Blog Talk Radio now. And one had dropped, but we have a new listener that I, you know, want us to welcome in, is the country of Germany. So all of you in Germany that's listening, we welcome you to Jesus Word to Midnight Cry broadcast.
Yes, we dare, we greatly open arms welcome you to listen. And we, anyone from Germany want to call and add something, a question or a prayer request or something that they want to expand on. So we welcome Germany. Hallelujah. And we welcome everyone that has an ear to hear what thus saith the Lord in these last days concerning our Lord Jesus and his soon return. So we welcome everyone. This midnight cry, Elijah message, Christ's soon coming message. By the way, adjustment, and human beings have the ability to make adjustment. The heat, there's a, what do you call it, crisis, and heat crisis now seem to be certain parts of the world. And I don't want to bust your bubble, but they, things are going to get hotter. And so I just want people to prepare, because there are days are coming where there's going to be extreme heat, which I call extreme heat at certain parts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not trying to upset you. I'm just trying to tell you to prepare. So it's better to be born and be prepared. And to be expecting, and when these things come, you're prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Drink and have enough water on hand also, because we're going to have rivers, drought over the world. We're going to have a lot of rivers, and we're going to have a water shortage that nobody want to tell you about. But that's the third world, the countries, they don't know about the water shortages and the famines and the heat waves and the rain not coming. They're aware of that. They have suffered that seemingly for quite a while. But America and certain parts of America and Western world haven't had a lot of drought. They had certain sections, but there's more coming, because the more people rebellion against the Lord, and the more an abomination and iniquity that's committed, rejecting the gospel, that brings drought and famine, and many other things.
Amen.
So, you know, keep some water with the alkaline, if possible, or with high alkaline content, and you know, some of spring water or some alkaline water if you can get it, and bless it. If you have to have water who is not fit, you boil it and let it cool off and drink. But you know, the day gonna come that the rivers are going to dry up. The Mississippi River is gonna be turned about over the land. The ocean gonna become so polluted that animals, I've been saying for years, telling people that the fish and the sea fish in the water was gonna come up on the shore, because the water becomes so polluted. They could not endure so much nuclear waste, oil spill, business dumping in the ocean. Said, you know, the ocean is just polluted. So the fish and whales just come up on, I've been telling people that's going to happen for years. But anyway, the Lord has provided a way of deliverance for his people. No use of us getting all shaken. We have a word from the Lord, God, our deliverer, to preserve and deliver us. Now,
amen.
We do have to cooperate with the laws of God and the laws of health. We do have to cooperate. That brother said, you're dropping all that cocoa and pop and all that. I would advise you to drink some hot lemonade if you haven't.
Amen.
And I would advise you, you know, drink some hot tea, like peppermint tea, spearmint tea, or green tea, or some black mulberry tea. But these are good herbal teas, warm. Put in some lemon in if you can, or put in some garlic in it. And a little, maybe if you want, put a little touch of pure honey in it. No sugar. White sugar. I don't want to be against the people who have making that money in the job market about refined white sugar, but it's deadly for your health.
Yeah.
So stay away from that white granulated sugar. It's deadly.
Yeah.
So as much as possible.
Amen.
And try to eat less processed food, and try to get, when you cook food, don't overcook it like we have a tendency to do. Just steam it really good. And if you're going to get broccoli, spirulina, you know, all this, and cabbage or greens, plants, try to steam it and don't overcook
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And put as much as green stuff into your body as possible. If you live in a city, so that's a lot of things is you have to, you know, carefully wash and cleanse because it's been contaminated with many things. So it's just a little health tips. If you care to take note of it, you'll be better off.
Hallelujah.
How y'all? Y'all doing?
All right.
Now, I usually try to keep my tea over hot tea, and maybe some other type of juice that's pure juice and fresh juice. And you can go to the health food store. I know everybody can't do that, but you got a juicer. You can make your own
mm-hmm.
juice. You'll be better off. Do that. Don't do that. Don't have a juicer where you can take your carrots and celery and your spinach and beets and all of that and juice it out, and you have what you need to take you through this weather or even cold itself. All right.
Amen.
So I think we need to tell people about keeping their health, keeping well, because if they don't be watchful, they'll wind up in hospital somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
But many people in many nations live in part of the world where they are used to certain temperatures, and they are adjusted in the Far East or Middle East or the African nations or some of the other far Middle East nations. But their heat, they live closer to the equator,
mm-hmm.
in Ethiopia. Egypt and all those areas who live closer to the equator, and they suffer a different type of heat. And so it's not like the people that live in Alaska and North Pole. The Eskimo, they live 12 months out of year. The same, their climate don't change. So
yeah.
Those people who have three climate changes, they have summer, or winter, or autumn, or whatever they call it. But in the North Pole, the Eskimo have one climate, same all year long.
Mm.
All right. Today, we're blessed. Can we say we're blessed?
Amen.
We're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed.
We're blessed. Yeah, blessed. Amen.
And we are triply blessed if you are living in America and born an American citizen. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Yes, amen. I'm blessed. Blessed and I'm blessed. Yes, Lord.
I'm truly blessed. Now, there was a minister I used to like named Dr. Miles Monroe who lived in the Bahama Islands.
I love him.
And of course, he's passed away, I think, he's been passed away about 4 years now at least. But he used to always say, God lives in the Bahama Islands. That's his home.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, maybe you vacation in some other places too. But he said, God's home is in the Bahama Islands. That's where he lives at. So today, we salute all the saints around the world and every nation, and we pray that the Lord would visit the United Nations. Father, we come in agreement in the name of Jesus that you would visit the United Nations and UNESCO and visit America's White House, Capitol Hill.
Yes, Lord.
And deal with our government leaders.
Oh, yeah.
And all the leaders of NATO.
Mm-hmm.
Begin to reveal yourself and manifest to deliver us from this awful state that we're in nearing the world destruction, war, and crisis. Help us to turn our hearts to you and our nations, and our leaders be visited by you, Lord Jesus. Visit them in their dreams, in their walking hours. Visit them by angels. Visit them by the word of the Lord coming through vessels that are sent there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Amen. Now.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Now, during this heat crisis, I guess you need to find you to eat an apple and a cucumber. And three things during extreme heat. You need to eat cucumbers and some partially beets.
Okay.
Fresh beets, if possible. And some lemonade water.
Mm-hmm.
This will bless you, and it will give your body the necessary ingredients, substance that it needs to withstand a lot of heat that's coming and renew you and give you energy that's taken away from you. Because during heat wave, you lose so many enzymes and minerals out of your body.
Amen.
And you got to replace them. The necessary that you drink continually, not cold water. Now, I know that people think they're going to get cooler by drinking cold. Well, you can drink a little sip of cold water, just a little sip. But mostly, if you want to keep your, what we call the lever of your body and blood and your heart properly, drink warm tea or warm lemonade. Now, you can get a little cool water now and then, but you cannot go out in the sun in a hot temperature and drink a lot of cold water. You will find out yourself fainting and falling out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know people don't understand that equation, but you will. You got to keep drinking that cold stuff and go out in the hot sun and see how that's going to wear fair with you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And carrot juice is one of the most important things. If you can get carrots or carrot juice or parsley, beets, you'll come out a lot better. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Keep yourself alive. But you got a lot to do for the Lord. Keep yourself alive.
Amen.
You know that we have choices to make whether we live longer. I know a lot of people think it's up to the Lord. You know, I hear that a lot, and I think it's not fully understood by the people that say that it's all up to the Lord. No, that's not totally true. You know the reason why he gave us a right to choose?
Yes.
And the right to make choices?
Because
it will determine our legacy and our lives. That means if you do foolish, unwise things, it's going to affect your days and your life. So, the choices we make does determine the length of our days and our life and the health. So a lot of people say, well, it's whatever God's will. No. It's got to do with you making the proper choices called wisdom. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs, above all your wisdom is the principal thing. Now, when it says that in the fourth chapter of Proverbs 7, the wisest man, Solomon, gave us this principle from the revelation of the living God. It said, wisdom is the principal thing, the chief thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then understanding, the knowledge of the holy, the fear of the Lord is understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Good understanding, you'll live long, and your days will be lengthened, and you have health and riches and honor. You mean wisdom will do all of that? The wisdom of God?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we ought to take that to heart, what the man says in the fourth chapter, Proverbs, the third chapter. Above all your gettings, get wisdom, get understanding. He said, above all things.
Mm-hmm.
He said, by wisdom, the earth, God created the earth. Now, it's the wisdom that he put the heavens in their place, the galaxies, in their right order. The wisdom. He created all things. And all in that proper order, proper place. It took wisdom to place the sun and the moon and the stars and all the galaxies. Notice they're in order, in orbit. It was the wisdom of the Most High. So let's not forget about wisdom being the chief thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Be wise. It talks about be wise.
Yes.
The Bible says in Corinthians that Jesus is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, power, and might. Jesus is made unto us the wisdom of God, the love of God, the might and power and righteousness of God. That's what Jesus is. Now, unto us, if we allow him to be there, of course, if we permit him to do that. See, he won't do these things without permission or invitation. And when people say, it's all up to God, no, it's up to you and him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, when I was growing up, people get sick or get troubled or get in attack, they say, well, I guess the Lord put that on me or something. No, you were silly drinking all that stuff, putting it in your body, and all that stuff you shouldn't put in your body. Now you want to say God's got something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't feel good. You're putting all that unhealthy stuff in your body and in your mind. And people today are letting all this darkness and evil get into the children's mind. They're listening to all this evil, wicked garbage daily, affecting your mind and your soul. Our children just tune in to everything in this free nation world. We have so much freedom and liberty in America and in the free world. Our children know about more evil and more wickedness, ungodliness, and corrupt things going into their mind daily because they're free to do that. Their parents are not guarding them and they are not watching them and not putting restrictions upon them. And they're learning every evil word. Now many are learning some good things and wonderful things also.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at something. Is all y'all here, all three of you, just Sister Allison and Sister Helen?
I'm here.
All right.
Yeah, Sister Stella not on.
Okay, Sister Stella, wake up. Wherever you at, quit doing. Well, all right. Let's see what we can talk about. I want to mention this study about events, world events, scriptural events. The Bible tells about everything that's basically going to happen to mankind in the planet Earth. From the beginning to the end, he tells, the Lord God reveals what the beginning of man, and he takes us all the way through the trip to the end. The end of the rule of man, the end of the rule of Satan and evil over man in the earth. That's it. You know what, 24th chapter, there's an argument and division. What are you aware of in the world that's going on? What thing could get your attention that's going on in our planet Earth now? You as a believer in Christ, what are you aware of that more acutely aware to that's going on?
You mentioned the 24th chapter. You didn't say 24th chapter what, but I'm thinking 24th chapter of Matthew. When you are trying to witness or even talk to people about the Lord, that people's hearts are getting harder and harder. and they have their minds. Their minds is already set and already made up, and they do not want to hear what you have to say because they feel and they think that Jesus is still at manger as a baby. They think he's still there. So everything that was going on has not changed. And also, changes that's going on in this world now is that I know the scriptures talk about the change in the seasons, but it's like the seasons now, you cannot pick out a somber, a spring, a fall, a winter, because it's summer. All these things are running together now. They are, you know, happening. You get, for us here, we get a cool day, and it's almost where you need to get a coat and put it on, and then you get a real hot day. And those are some changes that are apparent for you to see. And another change that are apparent is that the flooding, we haven't had any floods, but, well, some areas have. But like last week, we got some really, really hard rain about 4 days out of the week. Last week, we got some really, we have a drain. It's like a city drain, a street drain that's close to our house. And just watching it while it's raining, the rain was coming down so fast that even it's a large drain, you know, but the water was coming down so fast, it was like it was overtaking the drain. And you get all of these fires that's going on everywhere. It's so many things that, you can see with the natural eye that are coming to pass and that are happening according to what the scriptures has already said is going to happen.
Okay.
Amen. And you can also see different events, you know, that is taking place, you know, even in our government. And you can also see, you know, that the laws that the president is bringing into place, where they're in the process of getting ready to change, you know, our money system, you know, into digital, you know, money, and you know, and they're gonna begin to be a limit, you know, in the things that we're gonna get, because in the beginning of this thing, you know, they're going to introduce us, you know, with the card, so with the chips in and the things that we purchase. And in that system, we will be able to, they will be able to tell exactly where you're located, what you're purchasing, how much you're purchasing, you know, and when that digital money change over, you know, according to, you know, Revelation, that, you know, that you will not be able to buy, sell, or either trade. And you're going to have to be in that system, you know, in order to do those things. You know, even if you have money currency, you know, that is stored up, it will have to be into that system in order for you to be able to use it. And so we could see, like, in the Walmart stores, even they done begin to put it in the dollar stores, that scan, you know, your own food, you know, and different things like that. And at times, you cannot use those automatic machines unless you have a card, you know, because they're monitoring how many people that is coming through with cards and how many people, you know, are using, you know, cash money. Even the ones that don't have enough credit or either good credit to even get a bank account, after a while they're going to be able to set up an account, you know, in you know, into this system. And so we see these changes is coming about being, you know, right now, you know, where they try to take over and bring this one world system into being, and it's causing a lot of these different banks to go out. And the One World System Bank is taking them in, taking up the system, you know, right now, preparing. And, you know, and that's where I'll be praying. That's reading the word of the Lord was telling us to, you know, to stay out of debt. Because, you know what, it's going to put a whole lot of pressure, you know, up on God's people. Because if you owe these people, something going to take place. You're going to lose everything you got, or either you're going to have to take that, you know, that mark system. And you can see these things just lining up, taking place right now,
yeah.
You know, especially with these men, you know, some of the richest men, you know, in the world, like Bill Gates and you know, and Elon Musk and, you know, all of these different people, how Elon Musk right now is planning to use the chip, you know, into the brain. He already put one into a monkey's brain, and he was that he could be able to that you could do any and everything. You no longer will function and think on your own, but they will control you through what they put through your body. So these things is taking place right before our eyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Also, the things that China, you know, the things that China and Russia are doing, a lot of people don't know that, well, really the United States is in debt to China right now. But a lot, most of those credit cards that are out there on the market now, they are through a Chinese, people don't know that they are through a Chinese bank.
Wow.
Yeah, Walmart, so many are through a Chinese bank. Yes, sir.
So we are owned partially by our enemies and control about part of the United States and its banking system is owned by other entities and other nations and power.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not truly free. We've been bought and sold. I said we've been
already
bought and sold.
Already sold. That's right.
We are now facing, we're actually facing all that the prophets in the Bible, which people laugh at us Bible believers. They laugh at us Bible believers.
Mm-hmm.
And many people are laughing at the Bible now, like they did in the days of Noah. The warning signs came, and God loved people and wanted to see them delivered from destruction and judgment. He raised up a man named Noah, and Noah declared what was coming, and they ignored and laughed at him. And now the things that we're talking about, they're laughing and making joking of a lot of stuff that the Bible is speaking of. It's a big joke, especially to the people who are controlling, like, you know, Gates and Elon Musk and the rest of these people who are planning a new day, a new currency, a new government, and new powers of money exchange is already in the working. And you'll see it next year, we'll be on the digital system on our way. Money exchange, because we will not be using currency very long.
That's true.
And your exchange would always be in this new technology. That's why they want every working of your dealing to go online. They want you to pay everything online, because they're working the system. That everything you do now, they want you. Well, you go online. Say, no, I don't have no phone. Well, I don't have no app. So I don't have that. Well, you have to. I said, well, what about those people that are not in that? Well, but I'm sorry, you know. But you'll have to get online, and you have to get this app in the system. So changes are taking place.
They are taking place.
Now,
I have a credit card that I've had. I can look on to that Credit Karma. They'll tell me how many years. They know exactly what you're doing. They'll tell you. They told me how many years I've had that credit card. But they sent me a letter, and they told me for every check that I write, they're going to charge me $5. So I said, well, go ahead on and start charging me the $5, because I'm not going to go online. They tell you they want to get rid of all the paper trails. That's what they want to do. Do away with paper. So I just, you know, so go ahead and charge $5 for every check that I write. That's when I'm going to take your card and I'm going to cut it up. So, you know, because that's what they want to do. You cannot write in a check. They're doing away with the checks.
Yes. My thanking often will call me, Mr. Lee, would you like, don't you want to download so you can do all your business online? I said, many people in business world, is very convenient for them to do it. It's very convenient. Now, here's how the devil works. Everything they're bringing up is really convenient. And it saves you a lot of time. It saves a lot of wear. And it's working for you. It seems to be working for you all good. So they called me and I said, no, I don't. I'm going to write checks. I don't want to move. Well, you can come in. You know, you don't have to do that anymore. I said, yes, I'm going to write checks. So send me my check.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do this as long as I can. Mm-hmm. I'm writing checks. I don't want none of that stuff. Well, you can do this online. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do it by mail. I want to see some paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
I want some money trail as long as I can. Now, because I'm aware of where this leading. I'm aware of all of these signs where it's leading to.
Mm-hmm.
And many people aren't aware what the Bible says, where it starts and what it leads to. And what's the result of them making these changes? Some are good, but most of them are not. Anyone else aware of what's taking place in our world, the planet Earth? Anything else that you're acutely aware? Sister, I appreciate you talking about the high places of the government, and are you aware that I was discussing over 3 years ago before this plague, what they call coronavirus, hit, we were discussing several things about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Brother Robert and Gross, we was talking about some things that were going to occur in America and what was the reason it was occurring. Now, the coronavirus was released by man.
Amen.
Well, there's a couple of things I have written down in my notebook. I got a notebook that goes back to 1980. Some things I was given, and I wrote these notes and prophecies and events down. Back in 1980. And I got these little scribble books that I got. I can't hardly read. So maybe y'all can read Latin.
Oh, my
goodness. I can't hardly read. When I go back over these notes, Brother Nate, I can't hardly read my writing. So I have to have an interpreter. Huh? I'll send them down there to you. Maybe you can read them. For real.
Well, I tell you one thing. Do Miss Sister Story because she could read your writing straight off.
That's my interpreter.
Yeah, I couldn't figure it out, but she did it straight. I mean, she knew how to do it.
Sister, I'll be in the local, and nobody can hardly understand my writing. And they give it to me. I can read it right. She'll take my notes and just read them right. Other people just be astounding that she can interpret my, what you call writing. And she could just, you know, she could fill out the things I left out and replace it. She was amazing. She was an amazing woman. We missed all the things, like we'd have a good time at Brother Claude's house. We used to dance and have party. I mean, we would rejoice in the Holy Ghost. We rejoiced in the Lord. And we would have, in that little small house, boy, we would have some good times, apostolic times. brother, I just can see Brother Brown and Arthur Lee Brown, Brother Brown laughing.
Yeah. Yes.
Mind you, we have some wonderful and glorious times.
Amen.
Worshiping in the Lord, our God. Hallelujah. Now,
yes, Lord.
What we are aware of, remember Jesus said, watch and pray. Now, that when we hear that, Jesus often used to say, watch and be alert.
Mm-hmm.
Watch and discern. whatever that uses another term, watch and discern. Then he said, discern the times. He spoke to Israel, discern the time. He told them that you were not discerning properly, discerning the times. You had the books, you had the prophets, but you were not discerning them properly. Because of the condition of your heart, you was not properly understanding. So he told us, discern the days or the times that when they occur, you know this is near. And this is soon to happen. So when Solomon says, to everything there is a time and a season. Ecclesiastes 3, I think it says 11, one of it is. To everything under earth, under heaven, there is a time and a season for its occurrence. And now we're living in a time called the restoration, according to prophetic and spiritual events spoken by the prophets and by Jesus and the apostle, the timetable is now that we're living in the time of the restoration and restitution of all things. Acts 3, 15, 21, 22. What does that mean? The time, because God's plan goes all the way back to the Garden's, to the law, to the Psalms, to Israel covenant days and kings and rulers and judges, down to when Jesus come, we bring in the church age, what we call the church age. They use the term church. I don't like that term church because it's kind of deceiving when people apply the term church in the New Testament. But now we're in the church, the redemption age, but now we're in the kingdom age. Because in between that, now we're in the, what we call the kingdom of God. Now, Matthew 24 and I think 14, Jesus gave an exhausted teaching about the end of the age and what's going to occur in between each step of the end of this age of the rule of man and Satan, the end. And he said, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Christ is at hand. And he preached that the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is at hand. And he began to unveil in Matthew 24 when the disciples wanted to know when was the end of the age or end of the world was going to come, the end of the cosmos. When was this going to happen? So Jesus laid down. Now, understand this. We have a abridged version. We don't have the complete history. We have a abridged version of all that the prophets and Jesus did. We don't have all of it.
Amen.
That's why it is called the canon of scriptures was put together by the fathers. And they only puts, we only have an abridged version. Now, when you look at your Bible, it says this is the abridged version by King James or the abridged version of that. Because we don't have the complete, we don't have the complete text. We don't have all that Jesus did. We only have a part of what Jesus did and said. We don't have all that the apostles did. We don't have that all the prophets did in the Old Testament. We have some parts of it. And the part that we tells us in the prophets that we do have in the Bible tells us there were other books that are not in this canon. But that's another thing. We have enough, the story of redemption and salvation for all man to be saved. So that we got no excuse. Now we're living in the age called, the biblical reference is what? The times of the restoration and restitution of all things. Now, the argument and division between Christianity is when is Jesus going to come? When Christ going to return? And they're arguing about that There is a big squab about it. It's going to come. I know they've been prophesying and saying since the 1960s, they've been in this thing. Jesus is going to come in 67. He's going to come in 1974, 87, 98, 2000. I mean, they've been going at it because they're misreading the scriptures and misreading the signs.
Mm-hmm.
So they come up with a formula to deliver us from the destruction that's coming in the judgment. So they come up with this formula with, it's called the rapture. Now, they called this in the 1960s. They started this in the late 60s, this rapture theory. Now, it was spoken by a woman. I think her name was, when this rapture thing, she come out with this rapture, how we're going to escape this tribulation. And they began to say, the only way we could survive, there's got to be a rapture. So God is going to rapture us out before the judgment or tribulation is going to hit the earth. So that's their answer and solution. They come up with a solution, how we're going to be delivered. And it's called the rapture. Now, there's three parts to this rapture theory. Pre, middle, post, and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this has caused a rift in the Christian faith, a separation, just over this one doctrine about the coming of Christ. Now, here's one thing that people don't miss, they misread. Jesus said in the end of the age in Matthew 24, this gospel of the kingdom preach into all the encompassed of the world, the geographical areas that the early apostles did not reach when they went out. But he said, this gospel of the kingdom. Now, he didn't say the reason he used the term the gospel of the kingdom because people have been preaching part of the gospel, repentance and salvation. But this particular area of the gospel of the kingdom must be preached into all the world. Then shall the end come. And only then shall the end come. Then he went in Acts 3, Peter preached under the anointing of the Holy Ghost about the times of refreshing and of restoration shall come. It says that in that same prophecy that he says that Jesus will remain in heaven until the restoration and restitution of all things. So Jesus is not going to come back and remain in heaven until the fulfillment of the restitution and restoration of all things. Now, Jesus said in Matthew 17, talking about three important events that the Jews was asking him, when shall Christ come? When shall that prophet come? When shall Elijah come? They want to know the answer to these prophecies that have been given to them, that prophet, Elijah, then the Messiah come. So they ask them, when shall Elijah come? Because they know Elijah must come before Christ come.
Yeah.
So Jesus began to explain the present tense and future tense. That's what he, so you got to discern. He began to tell them about, and they didn't discern this, that he was talking about present and future. Present and future. When people read the scripture, they don't divide it, that the prophecy is not talking about just about that day. It's talking also about the future. He said, Elijah, verse, 9 to 13, must first come and restore all things.
11.
That's from 9 to what? To 13 or 11?
11. It started 11.
He said Elijah, from the Hebrew Elias, translated out of the Greek, must first come and restore some things. That Elijah will come and restore some things.
All things.
Now, we have a problem with that all thing, because a lot of people, he said, Jesus made a statement that he's not coming back until Elijah restores all things now. So we don't hear too much preaching about that, what that means, that Jesus cannot come back until the times of restoration of all things. I have heard a lot of prophecy experts. Brother Robert, when we, years ago, they had a conference in Chicago, a prophecy conference, and they had two well-men prophecy experts. So we went down. This is the time when Chicago had a station, a religious station, and these two well-known prophecy experts came to this conference. Chicago, Brother Robert said, we got to go to this. So we went down there to the prophet, Brother Robert and I, and you probably would know the name of these two famous prophecy scholars and experts. Both of them, I think, has passed away now. But when time for the question, I jump up, you know, I'm going to ask the question until I mind in my business, because I didn't agree with some of the stuff they said. So when the question time comes, whoever question, I said, y'all got a question. So I don't agree with him. So when I looked at the guy's face, he got upset because I could see how his face turned when I said I don't agree with what he said. And the other guy that came the next day, another professor, I asked him a question. It seemed like they don't like for you to disagree with what they say.
No, they don't.
But you know how that goes. They didn't like what Jesus said either. But discerning properly, as we got 3 minutes left, tomorrow night, the Lord permit us, we'll discuss the end time concerning the restoration and the coming of Elijah, and why I use the expression in Malachi that Elijah or Elias come before the dreadful day of our Lord's return. It is interesting how people have not rightly discerned a lot of things, needing the Holy Spirit to enlighten them. So we're living in these days, and what shall we do to prepare our lives to go through the great tribulation that's coming? And how many people are saying, well, we don't need to worry about that. We already got the answer to that, brother. We'll be raptured out before the mark of the beast comes and the world change and money change and all of this. We'll be gone. Yeah, I heard that over and over again. But be right now, as we look at things that are happening, we're not even supposed to be here now, according to them and they. So tomorrow night, we'll go carefully through the three events that's coming.
Okay.
The return of Christ, return of Elijah, and the greatest move of the Holy Ghost to hit the earth and gather millions of souls onto Christ and his kingdom. So, we're in. Hope you all continue to drink your cucumber juice and lemonade.
Okay.
Amen. And all the good things, the Lord is that we may live and have health and prosper. So tomorrow night, we're going to discuss, hoping that the Lord permit and help us. Jesus is on his way, but Elijah must first come. And there's the move of the Holy Spirit that has never been since there was the world. That's coming soon. This part of the Holy Spirit is being revealed now. It's called showers. But later there's coming what's called the rains.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between the showers and the difference between the rain. The flood. The natural rain is flooding our nation. But there's another flood that's coming from heaven that's going to bring glory and honor to the Lord. Well, I love you guys. And I wish you could ship some of them greens and all that good stuff down there. I would love myself in it.
Oh, yeah.
Days as I take his place. Well, the Lord love you. Lord bless you all. Hope to see you all tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God for all you've been listening. As my brother said, tomorrow night we will be back at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, we love y'all. May God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, Amen. God bless.
Amen. Amen. God.